Welcome to Bible Strong. I am so pleased that you're making Bible Strong a part of your day. Today I'm going to use several scriptures in our lesson, but I'm going to begin with Romans chapter 7, where Paul says, "Wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body of death?" And then he said, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." And then Paul goes on in another place and says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." And because of this, Paul went on to say, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." All things. Paul said, "I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me." Paul also knew that without God, nothing shall be possible. As I was quoting those scriptures, I was reminded of what Jesus said in John the 15th chapter. He said, "Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine. Without me, you can do nothing." It was this same Jesus that said, "But with God, all things are possible." Paul says, "It is not I, but Christ that lives in me." So you may ask, how did Paul get from Romans chapter 7 to the place that he could do all things through Christ? He did it through a transformation. He was transformed by the renewing of his mind. It was this same Paul that told the Romans to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove that which is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. "Let this mind be in you that was in Christ," Paul says. Did you know that the mind is a powerful thing? Did you know that what you think about will eventually lead your heart in that same direction? If you continue to think about a thing, your mind will lead your heart down that same road. If you're thinking about stealing, if you're thinking about being dishonest, if you're thinking about killing someone, if you keep it on your mind long enough, entertain these thoughts long enough, your thoughts will lead your heart right down that road, and your mind will lead your body down that road. What you think about is important. You remember the children of Israel and how that they were destroyed in the desert. It all came because of their thoughts. Their thoughts led their hearts away from God. You may ask, what did they think while they were in the wilderness? Listen to what the scriptures tell us. The mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. And the children of Israel also wept and said, "Who shall give us flesh to eat? We remember." Now this is the mind working on them. This is what they are thinking in their minds. They remembered the fish. They remembered the cucumbers. They remembered the melons and the leeks and the onions and the garlic. This is what they were thinking on. Here they were, a redeemed people who had been brought out of slavery, but their minds were back in Egypt. They had escaped from there through the goodness of God, but their minds were right back in Egypt. The Bible says, in their hearts, they returned to Egypt. And you know what they said? They said, all we have to eat is this manna. Bible says that the taste of it was the taste of fresh oil. Oil in the Bible is a beautiful picture of the Holy Spirit. The daily manna demonstrated constantly and supernaturally the presence of the living God in the midst of His redeemed people. But they got bored. Manna, manna, they said, 7 days a week, 52 weeks in a year, manna, manna, we're sick and tired of this manna. Maybe you say, my Christian life is dull and boring. I read my Bible only out of a sense of duty. Well, my friend, if your Christian life has become boring and dull, it is simply because you do not go in and possess what God has given you in Christ Jesus. You have never tasted the thrill and adventure of being totally abandoned to the one who will lead you through in glory and in victory. Here we have these children of Israel in the wilderness. This was a redeemed people brought out of Egypt and on their way to the promised land. But with their thoughts, their ambitions, their appetites, fed by the memory of that from which God had delivered them, we remember the fish, they said, the cucumbers, the watermelons, the onions and garlic. They were enslaved to the memory of that from which they had been redeemed. Their whole thought life was dominated by a defeated enemy whom God had buried in the Red Sea. The fish, the cucumbers, the melons and leeches and garlic, these were the things that occupied their minds in the wilderness. We remember, they said. And with what did they remember? With their minds, in their imaginations, they were still living in Egypt. What is it that occupies your mind, your imagination, as a redeemed child of God? With what does your mind busy itself with? What are your ambitions? What are your appetites? Where do you go? What company do you keep? What do you do? In your mind, have you been weaned from the things of Egypt in your mind? No wonder Paul says, set your affections on things that are above. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ.